there, that's one bite.
Ollie, sum that up for us.
Ah, look, a pint game. There's no point in saying anything different. We had two chances at the end to win it, but it would have been daylight robbery if we won it. But certainly a point gained. Any point for us is a point gained, you know, at this stage or any stage of the season with what we have and what we're trying to achieve. But look, we can gladly take that and move on. We have a massive game in 2 weeks' time against UCD that'll have a big bearing on who goes down directly and who goes into the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, you've had three really tough scraps with Cork City, haven't you? Three draws in your last three meetings.
Yeah, we had, and we actually had a brilliant game at the start of the year up in Ballymafay where Cork won 4-3, I think. Garage Morrissey scored two brilliant goals that night. Tonight was a dogged one, as was the one on a Monday up in Ballymafay back shortly after the break in June, to put it that way to you. We got a good point down here the last time as well, but like, you know, any point for us is we take it with open arms, because we're hanging on, just, you know.
Yeah, four games to go, Ollie. I'm sure you haven't given it up yet. Still mathematically possible to avoid that relegation playoff.
No. Look, we need to stay ahead of UCD. That's all. No, realistically, no. We're if we could get to the playoffs, that itself would be an achievement. And whoever gets there, ourselves or UCD, have a savage battle ahead of them. You know, but we need to try and get there. If they turn us over in 2 weeks' time, it's open season again. You know, this will go to the wire. We go to the Brandywell in the last game of the season. I think UCD at Waterford, I think it'll go to that. I said it from the start to see who goes down directly and who goes in the playoff. But whoever goes in the playoff, be it us or UCD, will have a savage battle ahead of them as well.